Hi, and welcome to the Horizon Church podcast. Horizon Church is a Christ-centered, word-based, and spirit-led church. We are so happy to bring this week's message to you, and on behalf of our pastors, Brad and Ali Bonhomme, and the Horizon Church team, we pray it's a blessing to you.
It's so good to see you. Hey, if we haven't met, my name is Jackson. My honour to be bringing the word today, and it's going to be fun. Guys, my mother and future mother-in-law are in the building today. That's pretty exciting. Love these two women. Very special. Very special. Well, I'm feeling very adulty now that I'm engaged. I must say, I felt like a child for 27 years, and now I feel 25% adult. Alyssa said to me, oh, you're going to be my husband. At that point, I had this pang of insecurity, like, Jackson, a husband? Surely not. It doesn't make sense yet, but I'm sure it will in a few months. Okay, are you ready for the word? It's so good to see you. We're going to have a great night. Okay, I need to confess something today. I am a massive, 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 massive phase guy. I am all about the phases. Now, with fashion, it's not my strong point. And so I'm usually late. Ivan Din will do something for about 6 months and then I'll copy Ivan. But with fitness, and there is a new fitness, you know, craze going around, I'm the first one there, people. I am ready. So when F45 opened up in Cronulla, there I was, a founding member. I own that place. One day though, I saw an ad on TV or Instagram, I can't remember where I saw it, Orange Theory, the massive competitor for, and so I decided for 6 months that I would be a traitor to my founding membership and I would go to Orange Theory. Tonight, don't tell anyone at F45 because Alec and I have just recently regained our titles of kings of F45. We lost our title to these other really not nice people, but since we got engaged, they love us again. How good's that? Now we're the favourites. The trainers always talk to us, but before they went through a phase where they didn't. I don't know why. Okay, I'm going to show you all about Orange Theory and we're going to learn about the Word of God. Is that okay? I've got three people coming up to help me. Quick. Boys, I got Chris coming, I got Ben coming, I got, okay, hands up if you're an Orange Theory person in the building. You got these two, you got Hannah over here. Do we have anyone else at the back? No one? Anybody else where? Yeah, Tom! Yes, Tom, this guy's a machine. Okay. Mark, if I could have a bit more fall back again, that'd be great. Okay, Orange Theory, different to F45, is a three-stage workout. Today we're going to talk about a base, a push, and a all-out phase workout. And you're going to move between the three phases. Now, I need you to engage your imagination with me today. I need you to engage... Okay, James, please. I need you to engage your imagination with me today. That you are walking into Miranda. You're walking into JB High Five. You put your stuff in the locker and you walk into a very orange room with treadmills and mirrors everywhere. You find your treadmill. You lay out your sweat towel. And you look at yourself in the mirror and you think to yourself, I'm going to get a six-pack for when I get married to Alyssa. And you walk in there, you set up all of your stuff, you've got your water bottle, they give you a sanitizing wet wipe because of COVID, and you are there ready to go for your workout. When a trainer starts to pace around the room like he owns the place, which he does because we're all novices, and he starts to say, guys, I just want you to start walking and warming up. He says, today we're going to do a three-stage workout. We're going to do base, push, all out. We're going to move in between them in different time intervals, and it's all about your heart rate. So your base is meant to be a setting on the treadmill between 1 and 20 kilometres per hour that you can hold for over 30 minutes. So boys, find your base. And, okay, your base should be a little bit more than that, boys. All right, a little bit more. Okay. And they start to find their base. Tom knows what I'm talking about. And we, as they start to tell you, well, today's workout is what we call the mountain workout. We're going to go up the mountain, back down the mountain, up the mountain again, down the mountain, back up the mountain, all the way to where it's Mount Everest. And it's going to be awesome. So get ready, guys. Get your sweat towels ready. Make sure your water bottle is open because we're going to have a great time today. And here they are, and they're at base. While they're at base, he's like, okay, boys, what we're going to do now is we're going to go for a 3-minute push phase to a 30-second all out, then back to base for 2 minutes. Boys, find your push. Now, your push is meant to be between 0 and 1.5 kilometers over your base. Listen to me now. 0 to 1.5 kilometers over your base. But because, like me, these guys have a little bit of a large head and they're looking at themselves directly in the mirror, and so they do not listen to the instruction. What they do is they go 5 kilometers over their base. And what ends up happening is there's this big screen that's in front of them next to the mirror, and they're looking at the screen and it reflects their heart rate. Their heart rate has gone from the green zone to the orange zone because they have got a push heart rate now. Keep going with your push. Don't slow down. You haven't lowered the treadmill yet. As they're running, the trainer goes on to just give you a heads up about why Orange Theory exists. And Orange Theory exists for this reason, the Epoch Effect. Or some people may know, you guys know what I'm talking about. The Epoch Effect is all about the afterburn. If you can hit 12 minutes in a 1 hour workout, at a heart rate that's above however much, what will happen is you will then burn an extra 25% of your calories over the next 24 hours. And so what you want to do, boys, is make sure you keep your heart rate up. Because you want to hit your 12 splat points, that's what they call them, so that you can get the Epoch Effect, so that you can burn an extra 25% of your calories afterwards. All right, boys, a good 3 minutes. All right, I want you to find your all out when I count down from 10. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Go to your all out, go to your all out, go to your all out. Come on. You've got 30 seconds here. I want you to push. 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 Come on, don't stop, boys. Don't stop, boys. I want you to look at yourself in that mirror, and I want you to look at, and you want to say to yourself, I'm going to get that six pack for Alyssa. Come on, push for those 30 seconds. All right, halfway there, 15 seconds less. Come on, Benny. Boys, you've got 3 seconds left. When I hit zero, you can go back down to your base. In 3, 2, 1, back to your base. Back to your base. Back to your base. And so they return back to their base. They're looking a little tired. Well, boys, good job. Good job. You're 3 minutes. Keep going to your base, Chris. Don't you dare stop. You have successfully reached Everest Base Camp. Lucky for you, we've got 3 camps to go. I want you to look at yourself in the mirror. I want you to remind yourself of why you're doing this. And on the count of 3, I want you to go to your push pace. We're going to be at push pace for 2 minutes. And then we're going to go to a 1 minute all out. Are you ready, boys? I want you to look at yourself in the mirror and I want you to find your thing. On the count of 3, to your push pace in 3, 2, 1, off they go. And so this whole time, I'm in the gym and what am I doing? I am literally so focused that I've got a faster pace than the person next to me. As long as, push pace, boys, not your base. And I'm so convinced that the fitness journey that I'm on, success is if I can get a higher all out. If I can get to the 20 in the all out, then I'm successful. So what they do is they go for 2 minutes at the push pace, and so the trainer says, all right, look at yourself in the mirror, picture your incentive again, and on the count of three, we're going to go to a 1 minute all out. 1 minute all out. We're going on the count of three. 3, 2, 1. Dota all out. Keep going, you've still got 20 seconds left of your all out. Keep going, keep going, keep going, keep going. Keep going, you've still got 10 seconds on the clock. Do not stop until the timer goes. Do not stop until the timer goes. And we're gonna go back to base in 3, 2, 1, to base. No, keep to base. I'm so convinced that the goal of life is to increase my all-outs, when really fitness is not measured by how fast you can run for a minute. What's the point of running for 1 minute at 20 kilometres an hour if when you go back down to your base, to your regular, to your just normal, to what is expected of you, you're dead. Boys, if you could go to, we're going to go to another all out for 1 minute. Are you ready? Should we give him a break? You guys did good. You guys did good. You guys did good. Give him a hand. And in life, I'm so focused on getting my all outs up. I'm so focused at times. We can be so focused. I need to be the best at this. I need to nail this. I need to look good in front of these people. I need to do great there. I need to be better than that person there. I need to do this. I need to go there. But when I go home, I'm destroyed. And in my everyday base of life, I am exhausted, worn out, and can't move. Because my focus the whole time has been on increasing my all outs. When really, what I think God is impressed with is, can you increase your base? Check out this verse, check out this verse. 2 Peter chapter 1 verses 3 to 9. He says this, is an amazing verse. His power has given us everything we need for a godly life through our knowledge of Him who called us by His own glory and goodness. Through these, He has given us very great and precious promises, so that through them you may participate in the divine nature, having escaped the corruption in the world caused by evil desires. For this reason, look at these base things. Not can you preach good, not can you get the promotion at work, not who earns the most money, not who has the biggest life group, not any of the all outs in life. It's who can increase their base. For this reason, make every effort to add to your faith goodness, and to your goodness knowledge, and to your knowledge self-control, and to your self-control perseverance, and to perseverance godliness, and to your godliness add mutual affection, and to your mutual affection add love. For if you possess these things in increasing measure, they will keep you from being ineffective and unproductive. Not if you can do better in the all outs. If you get these things right, if you pull and demand of the power of God that He helps you in your base, not in your all out, these will keep you from being ineffective and unproductive in your knowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ. How's this though? Verse 9, but whoever does not have them is nearsighted and blind, forgetting they've been cleansed from their past sins. It's crazy that we get rewarded for our all outs. People see our all outs. But God isn't looking at you affirming your all outs. He's looking at you every single day. And he's saying, would we be together? Would we love each other? Would we work together? Would we be a team? And if we're not careful, this is good news for someone who's tired, because the culture says, if you want to be esteemed, go all out. But those who are tired, it's good news because God says, you don't even have to go all out for me to be impressed. God says, I'm impressed not by going all out, I'm impressed by your base. How's your humility? How's your perseverance? How's your love for one another? Just your base level stuff. The danger is when I get into a zone where I can be performing in the eyes of you, but I'm being really terrible at home. My anger is flaring. I'm negative. I'm tired. I don't do what's right by my family. I'm mean to people. I'm judgment. I'm critical and bitter on the inside. It's a dangerous place to get to, because you're all going, oh, fantastic. Jackson's killing it. My Heavenly Father's looking at me going, Jackson, how's your soul, mate? How are you going on the inside? How are you going with what really matters? The world even tells you, you'll get promoted and you'll get further if you increase your all outs. The Bible says it's if you increase your base, God is going to bless you. So tonight, I've titled this message, Increase Your Base. Increase Your Base. It's not worth, I've come to learn this, it's not worth having amazing all outs if you can't maintain your base afterwards. I'd rather have no all outs and a great base than a great all out, than great all outs and a bad base. Four things for increasing your base. Number one, know your base. Know your base. This is all about knowing what God cares about, how God measures success. That he's not into the big, he's actually into the small. I want to argue, I love Matthew chapter 7. Matthew chapter 7 deals with the issues of the heart, deals with the unseen, deals with how you're going internally. Matthew 7 is one of my favorite scriptures because literally it's just saying, Jackson, in your heart, how are you going walking on the narrow road? How are you doing, not performing to the eyes of the world, the standards of the world? How are you going with the narrow road? And there's this one story where Jesus says, these bunch of people came up to me and said, I prophesied in your name. I preached your word. I kicked out demons. I did this, I did that. And Jesus says to them, depart from me. I didn't know you. Because you don't know God in your all outs. You know him in your base. I worked at Pet Barn. Shout out to Pet Barn. My mum works there in head office. So Pet Barn consumes a lot of my life. I was helping, I had a big life group in youth. I was killing it. At youth. And Friday nights were massive. And before COVID times, we were allowed to drive people home. I used to drive all over the city with me and some mates, and we would drop people wherever they needed to go. We'd go as far south as Wollongong, we'd go as far north as the city, we'd go out west, we'd go wherever people needed to be dropped home. But I started work at 7:30 in the morning. And when I arrived 25 minutes late to my 7:30 a.m. shift, after a few times, my boss, Graham, came up to me and said, Jackson, what are you doing? Why are you always late? And I said to him, oh, do you know how much I do on a Friday night? Do you know about all my all outs? I'm changing people's lives here, Graham. He says, I don't care about how many lives you're changing. Where's your reliability? Jackson, I get so caught up in the all outs. How's my base going? How's my just being a good example of Christ to my community? How am I going speaking about other people around me? How's my gossip levels going? I need to know what God cares about. Because if we get trapped into a culture that's all about the all outs, it's all about what you do and your big performances. Honestly, God is saying, whoa, you have drifted so far from my heart internally that you're far out of my will because I'm not in the all outs, I'm in the base. Number two, focus on your base. Focus on your base. So number one, know your base. Number two, focus on your base. Stop praying for your all outs. Pray for your base. Stop asking God to bless your all outs. God will look after your all outs. You don't need to worry about your all outs. God loves using you when your base is good. Ask your daily prayer life, not can I do this better, not can I get this promotion, not can I get that. God, help me love you better today. Help me shine your glory today. Help me know you better today. God, I want to know you better. One day, in this phase of me changing the world as a youth leader, I was working at Sydney Convention Centre in Darling Harbour. One night I finished my shift at 12 a.m. and I got this tug of the Holy Spirit, which I loved getting. I love feeling and knowing God. And the tug was, Jackson, someone is about to jump off the Harbour Bridge. You need to go and save them. So on foot, I had no car. I ran to the Harbour Bridge. Little did I know, the city is a big place. It's a long way from Darling Harbour to the Harbour Bridge. I ran. I was about to save someone. In fact, I was probably going to tell you at church the next day how Jackson saved a life. I got to the Harbour Bridge. I ran. I couldn't really find the entrance to where you get on the walkway because someone was... I got up to the Harbour Bridge and guess what I discovered? It is impossible to jump off the Harbour Bridge. As in, it is gated like 360 degrees. No, not even possible. And then the whisper of God came and said, I'm just teaching you to know my voice. This wasn't about an all-out, Jackson. I'm not here developing your all-out. I'm here developing your base, mate. I'm not here to give you a good story, Jackson. I'm not here so that you can be better than anyone. I'm not here so that you can look good for your friends or look good at church or do this or that. I'm here because I want to know you deeper. And I want you to know me deeper. He cares about our base. So now my prayer is, God, I know that it's not the all outs that get me to my destiny. It's actually my base. God, help me with my base today. Help me with my everyday life with you. Number three, protect your base. Protect your base. If people are demanding all outs from you, do not let them demand them at the price of your base. I love this because Jesus Christ was a miracle worker. He was in demand, but he passionately and very disciplinedly protected his base. Luke chapter 5, 15 to 16. But the news about Jesus spread all the more and great crowds came to hear him and to be healed of their sickness. Yet he frequently withdrew to pray. There's all outs to be had. There are literally Bible stories to be written about his job today. Yet he says, if I go any longer, I would be compromising my base. I will protect my base. Now, if I can... If I can share, maybe this relates to you. At times, you can feel quite proud in being busy. I genuinely do like the feeling of changing the world, of feeling like I'm on mission, that I've got a lot to do. I love the feeling of in a day being like, man, I smashed that. Jeez, I smashed that. But in seasons, I can let that creep in on my base to when I look back and I say, man, I haven't spent time, not in a guilty way, just like, I can't find time to spend time with God. I can't find time to go on a prayer walk or I just can't find time. It's too much. One day last year, it was leading up to one of our big conferences as a youth ministry and I had a lot to do. I genuinely felt like I did not have time and it was God's fault. Ever felt like that? Well, it's your fault, Lord. And I had a spare 15 minutes and I was so exhausted. I thought, I'm going to have a power nap. My mum taught me in year 12 that power naps are quite effective if you limit them to 20 minutes. How good. Thanks, mum. She's so embarrassed. And I felt the nudge of the Spirit of God say, go on a prayer walk. But there was this wrestle in me, but God, I'm so tired. Can I just have a 15 minutes sit down to myself? Eventually, I opened my front door and I went to go on the prayer walk. I opened the front door. I literally took one step out of the door. And honestly, the biggest rush of rest and peace full on rested on me. I'm talking, it's just like a bit funny that it was in a doorway. But like, it was literally, I stepped into a new realm of just rest. Because God looks after you when you protect your base. God, it's actually a biblical principle. You've got a lot to do, but go and pray. But get away from the busyness. Go and focus on your base. Protect your base at all costs. Because it's there that you meet God and you find out what's important to Him. 2 Peter chapter 1, verse 3, it says, His divine power has given us everything we need for life and godliness. His divine power. Protecting your base, what that is effectively doing is you're going back to the source of divine power. Don't live your life without the divine power. You won't get to where you want to go. Go back to your base and protect it. Number four, last one. Number four, enjoy your base. Enjoy your base. Is this helping anyone today? Is this all right? Is this all right? Enjoy your base. Here's the thing. I fell into the trap, if I'm being completely honest again. Being a youth pastor, being around other youth pastors, there is a culture that sort of, without saying it, culture speaks without words, basically. And I fell into this system of like, the reward is preaching overseas. Success is going somewhere to preach, being invited somewhere. So I remember this day that I got my first invitation, I got my first invitation to go somewhere. There hasn't been many, and I'm so thankful for this reason. I get my first invitation, I'm like, success! My all outs are proving a point, people. My all outs, this is gonna be the best time of my life. So I get on a plane. Now, just in general, you know about my love of just that takeoff. Can I tell you a secret? This is either cute or embarrassing. I haven't been on a plane in a long time, neither has Alyssa. So on date night, on the way to the city, the domestic airport has this ramp up to the departure terminals. And there's no one around because there are no planes. So we get in my new Subaru Forester. We drive into the airport. We say, where are we going today? We say, we're going to Bali. I put on the accelerator and we go at 90 kilometers an hour. We go, woo. And it gives you that feeling that you get when you're taking off. And we just pretend for 10 seconds we're going to Bali. How embarrassed are you? It's so much fun. Sometimes she says, can we go around and do it again? All right. Where was I going with this? Planes. Oh, yeah, speaking overseas. So I get on the plane. I feel the rush of adrenaline, like, oh my gosh, this is it. I get onto the stage and I preach. And I'm thinking the feeling will come soon. 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 I go back. Now, it was an honor to preach and an honor to minister. It was a great honor. But I was looking for the moment. Like, where is my all-out success moment? And then I go back to my hotel. They bought Jackson a hotel. That doesn't even make sense. Why would you ever spend money on me? And so I go, and I'm looking for the moment. And really, I'm on Instagram, it's on a Friday night, and I'm seeing pictures of young Jai in James Collis' life group at Force. And I'm not having a moment enjoying this, like, this all-out moment. I'm just wishing, gosh, I wish I was with Jai right now. All I wanted to be was at Horizon Youth. And I come to realize the world distracts people by parading that success is in your all-outs, that destiny is in your all-outs, that joy is in your all-outs. It lures you into this dangling a carrot in front of you saying, chase this, chase this, chase this, chase this, chase this. Meanwhile, true joy is found in living every single day in Kurnell with Jesus. I get more joy going on my prayer walks than I do going and doing whatever these people on Instagram and culture says I should do. I get more joy hanging out with my family than I do ever preaching. I get more joy in my everyday with Jesus than I ever will with my all-outs. Thank God that He uses all of us in our arenas in the all-out phase. But don't get tempted into thinking that that's where you find joy and you miss out on the joy that's right here in front of you. The verse says that you find everything that you need for life and godliness. Everything you need for life and godliness. That life, though, is the word Zoe. This is what it means. Life. Real and genuine. A life active and vigorous. Devoted to God and blessed. How good is that? That your everyday life with Jesus, you get up early in the morning, even though you're busy, to reopen your Bible and read Psalms for 15 minutes. And you make your coffee and then you get in your car and you put on worship music and you worship as you go to work. You love your receptionist as you walk in. You encourage people on your way. Life and godliness. A real, genuine, active, vigorous, devoted and blessed life is yours through His divine power, not in your all-outs, but in your base. Can we pray for a second? Father, I just thank You and I break off the pressure to be an all-out person. I break off the pressure to be a standout star performer. I break off the pressure that You are pleased with the all-outs. God, no, You're pleased with the base. You're pleased with the base. I command right now spiritually that by the authority of Christ, pressure would fall off people and that they would learn that joy is right here, that godliness is right here, that blessing is not over there, it is right here, that you don't have to be an all out, you don't have to perform, you don't have to do anything. What you've got to do is know and love Jesus Christ. With every head bowed and every eye closed, you may be in the room today and you've never met Jesus personally as your Saviour. You've never had that moment of when you've accepted Christ into your life. Never had that moment where you've put on the jacket, so to speak. After hearing about God for many years, but never experiencing His reality, the moment when I accepted Christ and His finished work that He did for me on the cross was a life-altering moment for me. Coming from, if I'm honest, a place of real hurt, real brokenness and very lost on the inside, I put on the jacket that fits so perfectly, I have never taken it off. Today I would like to know, is there anyone in the room and you've got to make a decision? You know that you can feel the presence of God. You've never felt it before, but you can feel it right now, tugging at you saying, put me on, believe in me, invite me in. If that's you, I'm going to help you pray a prayer. I want you to pray it after me. Dear Jesus, I come to You right now and I offer my life. I believe in You. I invite You into my world. I invite You into my heart. I believe that You died on the cross to forgive me of my sin and You rose again to give me new life. And now Your Spirit will live in me and will be with me every day. And will walk with me, talk to me, and live with me. with every head bowed and every eye closed, if you prayed that prayer, you know that was you and you meant it. You're making that decision for the first time or for the first time in a long time. What I want you to do is lift up your hands on the count of three. Ready? 1, 2, 3. Lift up your hands and give me a wave. Awesome. Awesome. Father, I thank you so much for your grace. Thank you so much for your salvation. I pray this week would be a great week for people. I speak over Horizon Church, a great week. A great week full of joy. Full of joy, full of confidence that they're on the right path, that they've got the right things going on, that they've got the right God. I speak joy over your week in Jesus' name. For people who are going to work and they're thinking, oh, I haven't reached my all out or my destiny yet, I speak joy over them as they just focus on their base in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. And everybody said? And everybody said? Amen. Have you enjoyed the word tonight? I love preaching. Have a great week.
Thanks for listening to this week's message. For more info about Horizon Church, please visit our website at hz.church. Have a fantastic day, and we hope to see you again soon.